All right, in this next episode, I'm going to talk to you about a solution to the big problem in diving, and that's nobody can make any money. We're a small group and we're all scattered. This is a fix that I think has been years in the making. Anybody in this industry knows what I'm talking about. If you're new to the industry, it'll affect you too, because you've probably had a hard time finding a good instructor, finding a good dive shop. Where do I go when I'm traveling? So this new feature on the Buddy app is something I'm excited about. I think it's a game changer. If you're an independent instructor, dive shop, charter, resort, whatever, not being on this new feature is, I'll promise you, far worse than not being on Google or TripAdvisor or Yelp or any of those things. As always, if you stick to the end of the episode, I'm going to drop something controversial that we were talking about, give you my opinion on it, and of course, I want to see what you think. Hope you enjoy the show. For way too long, it has been way too hard for professionals to make money scuba diving. I feel like this might be the, you can set up that profile on the Buddy app and you can do all that stuff. I love it, Alexis. What's the one thing you feel like people haven't really figured out yet? Like, is there one feature that if like everyone knew about it, like, ah.
You just said instructors and shops have struggled to make money for so long, and they work so hard and they provide their customers and their students with a wonderful experience, and those things just don't add up. I know that it sounds functional, like, oh, validate your dive log. Oh, tag the business in your dive log. But that then is shown to thousands of other divers. And that instructor or that dive master, like, other people can find them. Other people can book with them, with that shop or with that resort. It's the power of social media, like we've talked about before. Except now, instead of to this like mass group of people, it's thousands of just scuba divers.
And I think going back to your point, or what we've been talking about, was just for too long, divers haven't been able to make money scuba diving, leading, teaching, and all that good stuff. And I think it boils down to like something we were saying. Most people in diving fail, not because they're not good divers, or not because they're not fun people, or they're not doing a good job. It's the logistics that end up killing them. People can't find divers, and divers can't find customers, but they're both out there lost in the woods.
Yes, come to Buddy, find each other.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know it's a pitch, but it is true. It really is
a pitch. I mean, that's what it is. It's an app, you know, it's a booking platform,
right,
soon.
Right. But I feel like that's the hard part, is getting connecting out there. And everyone's always like, I spent half my time as an independent instructor and as a dive shop trying to connect with customers. And you'd see like, oh, these 8 people didn't know where to go that live 10 minutes down from my house or my shop. And they went to like a place 2 hours away because they didn't know where we were. And I'm like, what? It happens all the time. It still does. You'd think with social and Google Maps and all that, it wouldn't. But if you're going where everyone is at and everyone is there on the Buddy app, these are active divers that actually took that initiative to be there. You're going to connect with them. But I think this helps get over that biggest hurdle, and that's connecting with the divers and finding the business. I mean, you end up being more of a marketer than a scuba diver. I don't care if you're an independent or a dive shop. I don't think there's anyone out there to argue with that.
This is a tool. This is free. This is free for the business.
Yeah, it's a cross-pollination. Absolutely.
Yes. But like the bare minimum you should do to just get the exposure at least is to list the team on your profile. So I think having that part of it to it, or at least talking about how like every shop has a crew and has a team, you know, they're working for you. It's great if they can list your business, but also it's great as a resume piece for them as well. We're about to launch group messaging, and this will allow like all the dive trips and all of the shops and all of the dive masters to be able to like create a message like with their groups on there. So having that team functionality like that, that's honestly we're surprised. They're all like, yes, let's list it because it's free. Why not?
Businesses, if you're out there listening to this or someone is thinking about it, I saw what you did with Dive Wahoo, what you did in La Paz for those dive centers. And I saw the stuff go really viral, which is incredible. So you're having some success with that. They're clearly having success. I saw Dive Wahoo's just massively go bananas. So that stuff's looking really good.
That's great. I mean, we're glad. What's funny is, I mean, that is my background. My background is creative advertising. I made commercials for brands like Volkswagen and Adobe and EA. So it made sense for us to include that. It's a small part of what we do, but we do offer that to businesses. We offer commercial content creation, which you can see through that Dive Oahu film, yeah. And you'll see a couple more coming out soon.
So you got a feature on the Buddy app that is going to change the dive industry. This is kind of the one that I feel like it's been all about. The one I wish I had back when I had a shop. So what are we calling it now? Buddy for Business?
Yes, it's still Buddy, but if you're a business, you can now list your profile, list your business on Buddy. And it's kind of the first part to the booking platform that we'll have this summer. So right now, you can be one of the first shops on there where all your team members can list you. And it's essentially like a mini website that all of our users can connect to you.
Awesome. You're about, was it 6-7 years too late, but I appreciate that you're doing this anyways. You know, if this had been around when I sold the shop, maybe I wouldn't have sold it. I think this is exactly what has been missing for several years. I think other businesses have had similar things. Look at hotels.com and stuff like that. You have done this now for dive shops, and it's not just dive shops, right?
Yeah, so it's like resorts and liveaboards, but like kind of the thing with going to dive whenever I'm traveling or whenever I'm visiting friends, it's like, how do I find those dive shops? I honestly like just Google them and like search around the map and like see what shops I can find. There's Facebook groups, but generally there wasn't like a hub where I knew I could just like go and search it. And that's what we're doing. We'll all be able to search a location, an area, and it'll populate all the shops in that area rather than having to check TripAdvisor and Yelp and Google. And my gosh, it would certainly be nice just to go to like one place and find them.
But I've been in certain areas, certain pockets where there's a lot of dive shops, and there's always the one or two that come up first on Google. But I can tell you from experience, those aren't always the best ones. You know, Google Maps is its own animal. It's like the Wild West. There's no filtration. I think someone that's actually created a profile on your app and is involved with Buddy, this shows someone that is active in the industry and it is getting involved and looking at the next level. Because, you know, something that's plagued our industry is just people are behind on the times, you know, not everyone, but sorry to interrupt. I'm going to be real quick. If you want to support this channel, go to sweetwaterscuba.com. Info's in the description. You can get the blue shirts, the red hat, the vinyl holographic tank stickers that everybody seems to love, and of course the autographed children's books that come directly from me. And back to the show. This kind of being a small industry, and then a lot of people that were in these positions, just old school, and you know, it's not always bad, but you know, there's a reason we went from 8-track to Spotify.
It's just that all these shops, honestly, have done, they're already running the business, and then now they have to like go find the customers. They've established all these reviews. They've established all their social accounts. It's like they're doing everything they can to attract customers, attract new divers, and they're doing a great job considering they're also running a completely other business alongside of it.
Oh, it's a job in itself. Absolutely. Yeah.
We wanted to like take all of those things and at least list them in one place. A lot of dive shops already have amazing websites, but how do you find that website?
Right.
It's like I'm still having to Google search it. And also the fun part, the team, the people that work there, also dive logs that customers have logged at that dive shop. It goes a little deeper than just the profile, but just honestly, the connection to like people who love diving, all of us buddies, finding shops that are modern and that we can count on and we can see a lot of transparency, it would be nice.
I think you've kind of created a network that you can get into that really hits all the right notes. Actually, you know, I got one more question. What about an independent instructor that has like a business?
Yes, of course. That's so important for them. For example, Chappie. He has Sea King Scuba.
Anybody that's an entity can set this up.
Yes.
Oh, man. That's okay. And back to my original question. I know this might seem redundant or simple, but I've got a business. I want to get it on Buddy. What do I do?
You fill out the form. And the minute that you fill out the form, our team will receive all of your profile information. We'll make your profile and we will email you that it's live and what are the next steps in order for you to get the most out of it besides just listing it for our users to find.
Okay, and that form's on divewithbuddy.com.
On our website, divewithbuddy.com. Okay. And if you click on Buddy Business and Team, okay, the form's right there. Some more resources for the businesses like dive shop signs for customers and some tipping signs as well. We're also sending out like stickers for boats and stickers for cars just to make it easy for people to be able to download and link your business.
I saw some of these pages already up.
Yeah. What? We already have like 100 businesses that are completely listed on the app and are logging customers and students dives to become certified. So yeah, there's already actively a good amount of shops that are listed.
So what's the feedback been so far for you? Like, was there something something that when you first started that you're like, ooh, and you fixed it and you changed it and like now we have it?
When you log a dive on Buddy, it like shows up in everyone's Discover feed. And when they click on that dive log, they can scroll through the whole thing. And if it's awesome, they're obviously going to click on where did that person like go do that dive. And so businesses really wanted to tie into that. So that's one thing that we've updated and made sure of. You can have list your entire team. So anyone on your team with a Buddy profile can list your shop on their profile. And then you can list them on yours. So it's a mutual promotion, essentially.
You know, the one thing I wanted to kind of close with is I found that the shops that are trying new things like this and doing kind of, you know, forward technology and looking for the latest, this is somebody that still has it in them to grow. If they're trying to grow, they're trying to do a good job, which means they're probably trying to do a good job with customer service, with training and everything else. There's just some mentality behind, I want to keep doing the newest, best, greatest thing for the business and grow and get better. I feel like it's a good filter because you've seen the people, we don't bother, and it's like a tourist trap or it looks like a bait shop that's just had a spot by the water forever. They probably paid off. You know, it's refreshing to see people, particularly in the dive industry, saying we're on board with the next thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think this
is
it.
It's a word of mouth industry that we're trying to
create
that word of mouth in a reputable place digitally because it's so hard to connect with other buddies. It's so hard to connect with those dive shops.
So, Alexis, I think this is great. I think every business should be on here. Hopefully they are.
The more businesses on there, the more places I can go diving.
Maybe they'll come. You'll come visit them.
Yeah, I would love to.
All right, Alexis. Well, thanks, and we'll see you on the next one. Hope you enjoyed that show with Alexis. Hope you're on the Buddy app. Don't forget to add me as your buddy as well. All right, so here goes. Controversial opinion that I want your feedback on. I've seen two types of dive shops out there. Ones that are run professionally, like a business, and then ones that are run more like, a fun hobby shop. Do this, retirement job, whatever. And those are the ones I see kind of fizzling out after a little while. Scuba diving is not like other industries. It is like five in one. You have travel, education, equipment, retail, fill station, all kinds of stuff that most places don't have to deal with. So you have to be organized. You have to have a discipline. You've got to do a lot of work. Most dive shops are substantially more work than people know. And a lot of people are dismissive about it when they go to buy one or open one. And it's a lot of the not fun stuff. If someone comes in thinking this is going to be a fun hobby, they're in for a rude awakening. And that's why most dive shops go out of business. A dive shop that run like a business will have a system in place to handle your problem and is more likely to try and solve your problem when it's not convenient or when it's not fun, which inevitably you're going to have. Whereas someone is a hobby, they don't call you back, they don't get to it, they forget, they lose it, and you end up not really enjoying yourself. So, where do you stand on that? Do you like a dive shop that's run like a well-oiled business? That doesn't mean they're not friendly, that doesn't mean they don't do good jobs. Or do you like the laid-back bait shop tiki hut mentality? You know, the island vibe or whatever. Or is there some happy medium there? Anyways, I think this Buddy app helps bridge that gap. I think anybody, like I said in the interview, trying to do a good job and running it like a business is looking at this as a growth tool. I want to hear your opinion, so sound off. Tell me what you think. I feel like there's going to be a lot of different opinions on this one, but it's okay. I love it. I welcome it. Love you guys, and we'll see you on the next show.